Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Verse number 14. Hiranyam gamahim gramam hastyasvan nripatir varan pradat svanam chavibrebya praja tirte satirtavit. Translation by Srila Prabhupada and purport. Upon the birth of a son, the king, who knew how, where, and when charity should be given, gave gold, land, villages, elephants, horses, and good food grains to the brahmanas. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Only the brahmanas and sannyasis are authorized to accept charity from the householders. In all the different occasions of samskaras, especially during the time of birth, marriage, and death, wealth is distributed to the brahmanas because the brahmanas give the highest quality of service in regard to the prime necessity of humankind. The charity was substantial in the shape of gold, land, villages, horses, elephants, and food grains, with other materials for cooking complete foodstuff. The brahmanas were not, therefore, poor in the actual sense of the term. On the contrary, because they possessed gold, land, villages, horses, elephants, and sufficient grains, they had nothing to earn for themselves. They would simply devote themselves to the well-being of the entire society. The word tirtavit is significant because the king knew well where and when charity has to be given. Charity is never unproductive or blind. In the shastras, charity was offered to persons who deserve to accept charity by dint of spiritual enlightenment. The so-called Daridra Narayana, a misconception of the Supreme Lord by the unauthorized persons, is never to be found in the shastras in the object of charity. Nor can a wretched poor man receive much munificent charity in the way of horses, elephants, land, and villages. The conclusion is that the intelligent men or the brahmanas specifically engaged in the service of the Lord were properly maintained without anxiety for the needs of the body, and the king and other householders gladly looked after all their comforts. It is enjoined in the shastras that as long as a child is joined with the mother by the navel pipe, the child is considered to be of one body with the mother. But as soon as the pipe is cut and a child is separated from the mother, the purificatory process of jata karma is performed. The administrative demigods and past forefathers of the family come to see a newly born child, and such an occasion is specifically accepted as the proper time for distributing wealth to the right persons productively for the spiritual advancement of society. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So what we're experiencing is a description of Krishna culture. Culture is how you do things, and the way to help people is that each varna and ashrama must act properly and be maintained by honest work and perform their duties in life. So the duties of the brahmanas are to be experts in performing Vedic rituals as well as disseminating pure knowledge of Krishna and devotional service. This was the example in previous times. Therefore, they deserve to be maintained by the other three classes of society so that they could perform their duties without any anxiety or hindrance. They were not interested in a opulent life. Brahmanas, by nature, have a vow of poverty, in a sense. They, although they received tremendous amount of wealth, they distributed to different needy people in the society, along with giving them spiritual knowledge and giving an example of how to follow the path of Krishna consciousness. This was traditional for many. And by the way, a person who does not worship Krishna is not a Brahmana, even though they perform all kinds of rituals and so forth. Brahmanas are uniquely those people who actually worship Krishna or Radha and Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan or Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. And all spiritual chants or bhajans, they're meant to glorify Krishna. They're not meant to glorify other living entities or the demigods, etc. So, therefore, let's say there's people that worship Lord Shiva. They're not actually Brahmanas, although they look like they are. Why? Because the whole purpose of worship is to glorify the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Respect is offered to the demigods and to all people, but worship is specifically meant for worshiping Lord Krishna. Okay, so when Prabhupada refers to Daridra Narayana, he calls it a misconception of the Supreme Lord by unauthorized persons. It's never found in the Shastras as the object of charity. So this was, if I'm not mistaken, a theme of Gandhi. He wanted to help the outcasts and lowest castes of society, so he did it by rubber stamping them. Rubber stamping them means, you know, you have something that is worthless, but you stamp it and say it's worth something. So he called them the Daridya Narayanas, the little Narayanas. There's no such thing as the little Narayana. So did that actually help the lower classes of people? No, it didn't. It just created more problems by artificially trying to elevate people without training them properly in Krishna consciousness. Now, everyone has to be trained. The higher classes have to be trained to responsibly do their duties in society, and the lower classes happily cooperate with them because the brahmanas live austerely, the kshatriyas protect the people, and the vaishyas make sure that people are fed, and the sudras make sure the work is done so that the other three classes can do their job also. So do their duties also. So when the cooperation exists in society, everyone is happy, and everyone can make spiritual advancement. As soon as people become greedy, self-centered, and begin to violate the regulative principles, all chaos breaks out. All kinds of strange things happen in society, and there's degradation. And you cannot rubber stamp a person. Just because you call someone Daridya Narayana, it doesn't mean that they become worshipable, or that they all of a sudden have changed their nature and now are considered saintly. This training of Krishna in Krishna consciousness is absolutely important for gradual progress, and adhering strictly to the regulative principles is the foundation of the whole society. So that it can make gradual process. And the word is gradual process because we've spent so many lifetimes in the material world engaging in sense gratification. So Prabhupada said, just this one lifetime, use it to worship Krishna and go back to Godhead. So here we have an opportunity to stop this vicious cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. but we have to accept the responsibility of following the rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we will remain perpetually in this cycle and suffer. And Prabhupada says, the conclusion is that the intelligent man or the brahmana is specifically engaged in the service of the Lord. He's talking about Lord Krishna. We're properly maintained without anxiety for the needs of the body, and the king and other householders gladly looked after all their comforts. It is enjoined in the shastras that as long as a child is joined in the mother, with the mother, by the navel pipe, the child is considered to be of one body with the mother, but as soon as the pipe is cut, the child is separated from the mother. The purificatory process of jata karma is performed. Well, the jata karma is astrological understanding of the previous life and the future life of the child. The administrative demigods and past forefathers of the family come to see a newly born child, and such an occasion is specifically accepted as the proper time for distributing wealth to the right persons productively for the spiritual advancement of society. So that is called an Aryan society, where the whole society is organized so that everyone can make spiritual advancement. And there's proper times, just like Jesus gives that Sermon on the Mount. He said, there's a time for this, and there's a time for that, and there's a time for different things. So the Vedic culture was like that. There's always a specific time for certain things to happen. And the time for distributing wealth to the right persons productively for the spiritual advancement of society is when a child is born, and the Vedic rituals are performed for the, for the child's advancement in spiritual life. The whole point of the Vedic rituals or the samskaras is to help living entity get purified at different stages of life so that their gradual advancement in Krishna consciousness is continual and progressive. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Are there any questions anyone would like to ask? Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.